any indications on what their personalities were like?
Well, being a Corbett, they were Irish, you know. And the Currys are all a very dark people. I have an idea that there was a little French or Spanish or something in them, having come from South Carolina, where the French, the Huguenots and all that stuff settled, you know. And I don't know, but I always thought that. But the Currys have dark eyes and dark skin, every one of them. James Curry fought with General Francis Marion, who was known as a swamp fox in South Carolina. They would hide in the swamps during the day and attack the British at night, you know. And he was with the 5th Regiment of the Continental Army. I got that out of Washington. I wrote for his records. And they sent me a copy of it. It's in Folk Huxley's library in Homerville. So we've had a quite turbulent family history, say the least.
One thing I wondered is, after the Civil War, a great many of the men in the South must have been killed.
Oh, Uncle William was killed, my daddy's brother. He and, I've told you this before, but if you want it on your tape, I'll repeat it.
Love to.
He and Uncle William were sitting on a fence somewhere in Virginia after a battle. Of course, they were starving to death.
Who and Uncle William?
Uncle Jewel and Uncle William. Uncle Jewel's name was Marshall Lafayette. But for some reason they nicknamed him Jewel, because he really was one, I think. And one of his granddaughters is named Jewel. One of Henry Corbett's, Melissa Jewel. She's buried out here. She got killed in the car wreck, buried at Sweetwater. They were sitting on the fence eating green peaches, looking over the battlefield. It was covered with dead Yankees and Rebs, and a wounded Yankee raised up on his elbow and shot Uncle William off the fence. And Uncle Jewel, being a quite cranky old man and very profane also, he says, "You GD son of a bitch." And he just walked out there, just spoke right up and just shot him right in the face. Killed him. Kicked him to one side, turned him over, and took his watch out of his pocket and brought it home to Grandma Corbett. Mm. And the night he came home, he walked from Virginia home without shoes. And they were sitting around the fire. It was April, you know. And he was with Lee at Appomattox. And General Lee was sitting on his horse, Traveler. And Uncle Jewel went up and shook his hand and told him goodbye and started for home. And when he finally reached home, Grandma and Grandpa and her family were sitting around a fire. It was cool in the evenings, but the doors were all open. And she heard a whistle. And she says, "Listen." Says, "That's Jewel." Turn up the thermostat, and then turn it down. And they says, "Oh, it can't be." She says, "It is." And so the children all dashed out and ran down the lane. And sure enough, it was Jewel. Without a hat, he had his old musket in his hand, though. And he was limping slightly because a Yankee saber had gone through his wrist, and the muscles were severed, and his hand was half closed the rest of his life, and also through his knee. That's the only wounds he had. And they ran toward him, and he said, "Don't touch me, don't touch me. Get me a pot of hot water." And he wouldn't let him get anywhere around him at all. He said, "I am covered with lice." And so the boys quickly built a fire around the wash pot and filled the wash trough with hot water and had some lye soap, and he scrubbed himself and scrubbed his hair, and he had them to cut his hair and beard and everything down, you know, fairly decent. And Grandma sent him some clean clothes outside. Then he came in. And I enjoyed hearing him tell the stories of the Civil War, you know, of the hardships that they had. Their feet would leave a trail of blood in the snow. They were so frozen and cracked as they walked. And so many were starved to death in the federal prisons. He left many buddies dead when he came home.
Did he do most of his fighting in Virginia?
Yes. He went as far with Lee as Appomattox. Well, of course, they went on, but had to retreat and retreat, and he finally gave up, you know, Appomattox. But he followed him all the way, as far as he went. The entire war.
I'd love to hear anything else you remember about his Civil War tales.
Well, Uncle Jewel is our only source of that. See, Uncle William didn't get back, and Grandpa died. And he was an older one and went in late, so he didn't get very far. And he was too old.
Uncle Jewel was your grandfather's younger brother.
Older. William was the oldest one. Jewel was the second one. The two oldest brothers. Papa's two oldest brothers served in the war.
Uh-huh.
You see, my daddy was born in 1856, so he was too young, to go. But he was like we were. He absorbed the tales that Uncle Jewel told, you know, being only 10 or 12 years old, and remembered them, and he told us all these things. And Uncle Jewel would tell them. And he had such a sense of humor. He was such a gay personality, Irish to the core. And he was always happy, had a flowing white beard. And he was one of the most loved ones in the family, I do believe. His personality was so strong and so lovely. And he had quite a bunch of children, his children and greats and great-greats are living all around here now.
Was Uncle Jewel married when he went to the Civil War?
No. He married Rowena Guthrie after he got back from the war. Very fine woman, and Mama loved her dearly. She and Uncle Jewel were much older, see, because Mama was 10 years younger than Papa. She was born in 60.